This is The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
I've had two pictures on this little bulletin board, you know. One of my coworkers, she gave me, you know, one of the three frame things that you put on the desk. That popped in the two, and I didn't really care about the third empty slot. But she has been commenting on it for, like, the last month now. Innocently, I find any random picture. One of my coworkers, like, from a company event.
Is it a picture of just your coworker? Is it, like, you and your coworker or a group of people with that coworker?
It was just the two of us.
You understand that, Melissa?
So he has a coworker that he has a picture of on his desk.
He had basically the extent that what you didn't hear is he had two pictures like thumbtacked above his desk.
Uh-huh.
And for Secret Santa, his coworker gave him like a little montage frame.
Right.
And he put the two pictures in it, and then she was giving him grief because the third slot was empty because he only had two pictures there at the office.
So because she's giving him grief, he puts a picture of. What he
claims is that he just went on his computer and went to the last email or last file of pictures that were shared,
uh-huh.
Find a picture of the girl who gave him the frame and him at a company party that mm-hmm. was a vertical picture,
right.
So fit in the slot, put it in there, wifey saw it, is convinced the two of them are having an affair.
Huh, okay.
Some were calling up also saying that they didn't buy his story either.
Mm-hmm. Some people thought he was having the affair. Or was at least interested in mm-hmm. her.
But he
that it was kind of like a flirty gesture.
Thing. Right.
But the universal advice was don't have the coworker call your wife because she's not going to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just going to make it a way bigger deal anyway.
Right. Yeah. Here is Daniel back. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
I don't know. I'm totally baffled. I'm confused. I'm not good.
Are you still in the doghouse?
Yeah. I'm like in the doghouse like down the block now.
What happened?
All right, so I took, you know, everyone's advice, and I attempted to try to fix the situation. I emailed my coworker. I figured that was maybe the best way to try to, you know, get her to help me out.
All right, so you did tell her what was going on with your wife?
Yeah, I explained the whole thing, what happened, and I asked her if she would call my wife and just tell her, you know, nothing's going on. I gave her cell phone number, all that.
Dude.
So you didn't take our advice?
Of course not.
You guys didn't really give me any advice.
Yeah,
was, like, telling me they
we said, don't I say anything.
Doing. Yeah, we said if you have the coworker call your wife, then she's not going to believe it anyway. And she may be more apt to think you're just trying to cover something up, was the advice that all of us gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, no, everyone was telling me they thought I was doing it, and I didn't. So I was just trying to clear my name.
So she called your wife.
So, no. She was like, she responded to the email. She was like, this is a little too weird for me, and it's my problem, and no, she's not doing anything.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's probably the smart way to handle it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, all right, then I figured, all right, well, that's evidence at least enough, so I forwarded that on to my wife.
Okay.
And
Oh, no.
Let me call you a wrecker.
You can't, because he's...
Maybe I should have called you guys.
There's no pulling him out.
Oh, no.
Well, all right, so I thought this was a good idea. I forwarded it to my wife, and I was like, look, see, like, if there was something going on, she wouldn't have responded like this, you know?
Sure, and there's no chance that you guys would have talked in the hall and said, look, I'm going to send you an email, and here's how I want you to respond.
Mm-hmm. So what did your wife say after she got the forward?
Well, she replied all, you know, so that my coworker saw it, and she was like, this proves nothing, and basically, you know, I'm still in the doghouse, and she hasn't talked to me all weekend.
That's a good way to handle things.
Yeah, well, I think that you've embarrassed your wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because it makes, like, if Katie was involved or I thought she was involved with somebody else, for that woman to be in conversation with Katie or for her to forward me an email between her and that woman would so make me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if nothing's going on, then that girl needs to be cut out of the picture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And for you to keep going to the coworker, and I don't know. It just, yeah, I would be, as the wife, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be angry. I'd be feel disrespected, you know, that you're you're showing your business out to everybody else. And so, I would definitely think something's going on.
Well, what can he do at this point? Okay, so let's say he made the mistake and he puts the picture of the coworker in the frame. All right, he admits that I made a mistake. She doesn't believe him at this point, so what can he do?
Take the picture out and leave that coworker alone.
Yeah, is the frame still up on your desk?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'll take the picture out. I mean,
you haven't taken the picture out yet.
Yeah, know, why haven't you done that?
Because I've been dealing with other stuff, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, does the coworker know that the picture of her is in the frame still also?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, she works down the hall.
Okay, so she's creeped out now also.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So now you have to have your wife call your coworker and tell her you're not creepy.
Cool.
What's that?
I just figured nothing's going on. I figured this was all cool. I mean, I figured this would just clear
but
my name.
You're looking at it from a logical guy point of view. You have to look at it from a emotional woman point of view.
Oh my God! You're an idiot. And the thing is that you need to realize is that your wife should be number one.
Was that to Jeff or Daniel?
I won't say. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, Daniel. Because I think that your wife is number one and her concern is number one, period.
Right.
So the thing is, a photo in the frame shouldn't mean anything. And, you know, to me, that's the logical part is, well, duh, leave the coworker should be completely off your desk and completely off your email and completely out of your
life. But what he's trying to do is trying to do what guys do, and that is solve the problem. Oh, my God, the problem is my wife thinks there's a situation with this woman, so how do I solve that problem? Well, this woman tells my wife, and then it's done. Your wife is responding to this whole thing emotionally, and she's responding to this from a place of insecurity and a place
of... Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
It's totally your wife's fault. You ought to start having an affair with your coworker.
No, I'm not saying...
If she's going to blame you
for
it, you might as well.
You're sounding so condescending to the wife.
I'm not being condescending. You guys aren't even listening to me.
Yes, yes we are. The emotional, insecure woman is blown it out of proportion.
Well, there's got to be a reason before the picture frame that she's insecure.
Thank you, Jen.
I think there's a reason before the picture frame that she doesn't trust her husband.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an emotional response that he is trying to solve it logically, and there is it is not something that can be solved logically. It's not a dead battery in a car. It's not something that you can fix by having the woman call or by having the battery, by having the battery replaced or the picture removed. You have to find whatever the emotional situation is with your wife. Is she insecure? What have you done to make her not trust you in the past? What is the reason that she's having this reaction to a picture of a coworker on the desk? That's how you have to address it.
Jahia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell the caller, I think, okay, yeah, he screwed up, but really, you guys are right. Like, his wife is really insecure about something. But I think he should come to her with, like, just completely laying it all on the table and be like, look, honey, I know this looks bad, but as your husband, I need you to trust me, but I also want to know why you feel this way, because it's so much bigger than the picture. But let her know, and in a bond of marriage, that's kind of one of the big things is trust. So just tell her, look, as your husband, I need you to take my word. I know this looks horrible, and I apologize if you were offended in any way, but I need you to trust me just this once. This is my one gimme.
Hey, Daniel, have you had infidelity issues in your relationship before?
No.
When you guys were dating or anything like that?
No, I'm a one-woman guy. I love her. That's it. No.
It doesn't even have to be. Has she ever dealt with infidelity in any relationship she's been in?
I think there's a boyfriend in college that might have cheated on her, but I mean...
Because I
disagree that a woman's going to be scarred for life about something like that. I think that,
women never get over something like that.
It doesn't have to be scarred for life, but this... Seeing another woman's picture on his desk created a reaction in her that he has to address somehow. The way he's going to do that is by finding out. And if it's because of a boyfriend cost her trust, or maybe did it her dad.
I think just the fact that it happened would tick me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, I'm not going to blame the wife for this, because are the other two pictures in that frame, are those of your wife?
Well, one's me, so hopefully that's not a problem. The other one's our family,
Okay, so your family is in one of the pictures. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think very many people would be cool with somebody having a picture of you and your partner and a coworker on their desk.
Here's Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Firstly, I have to say, he's a complete moron.
Hey,
why even share this information with people statewide whenever the answer is just so obvious? You have a picture of your family, and you have a picture of your coworker. What does that say to everyone who passes by your desk?
All right, so he's admitting it might have been a mistake. So what does he do?
He takes off the picture, and I work as a private investigator, so I've done cheaters cases before. So basically, he needs to sit down with his wife and talk it out with her and be like, okay, I was a moron. You know, I'm a guy. We don't always necessarily think correctly. I'm joking. But, you know, everyone does make mistakes. And if it truly is innocent, you know, I mean, he's broadcasting this over the air in the state of Georgia. So,
I definitely do agree that he needs to be the one to communicate with his wife. Not your coworker, mm-hmm. not your best buddy, not your mom's mom, cousin. No, you need to communicate with your wife and take the picture out of the frame.
Yeah, I think Jeff nailed it. There's got to be something there that's making her mm-hmm. feel this way. And you're not tapping into it in any way, shape, or form. You might have been the reason or you might not. But she's obviously reacting this way for a reason.
Well, I mean, I just think the fact that he hadn't taken the picture out of the frame, right. like he hadn't thought to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a feeling that he may be the reason.
Yeah, you're not handling it 100% either. Yeah.
Just saying.
It sounds logical.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Sounds logical. Guys are logical.
Yeah. Hey, he hadn't figured that one out. Hmm.
So, Daniel, have a conversation with your wife.
Try to,
okay.
at least.
I will try to fix this. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
He sounds a little beat up.
Yeah, well, it's been a long
What else
weekend.
Do you say to the guy? I mean, what else can you say?
He's just being an idiot.
At least take the picture out of the frame at this point. Yeah. Dude, do something.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't forward the email
no,
to your coworker.
He's not bright.
Too late for that.
It's The Burt Show.